2020 census data will not be available until August 16th, but preliminary redistricting maps for Colorado have already been created. The State Independent Redistricting Commission staff used estimated population numbers to build the maps, based on American Community Survey data averaged between 2015 and 2019, data from the State Demographer's Office, and the map address files that the U.S. Census uses to send out forms. Jessica Shipley, the Commission's staff director, told KDNK that this is why the preliminary maps are the first draft, or what she calls conversation starters.
The preliminary maps were drawn for the express purpose of getting something down on paper so that we could then go out into the communities and hear from the communities, the people who live there, what is important to them.
The commissions and staff have been holding community meetings all month, gathering input from across the state.
And if that's keeping their county whole, then that's what we want to hear. If that means things should be divided on a north-south line because that makes more sense, then that's what we want to hear. And so that's the process that we're in right now, is taking this preliminary plan so people had something to look at and hearing their input about it and why that works for them or why something else would work better for them.
The redistricting maps are based on population, which is determined every decade with the nationwide census. Legislative districts shift because the population increases, and the maps must reflect that.
To re-equalize the population in them, so each of the representatives is representing the same number of people.
Shipley says there are other factors influencing the maps.
Because of the criteria that we have in our state constitution for drawing congressional and state house and state senate districts, we have to have equal population. And we have to make sure that minority groups stay together where possible so that they can get their candidate of choice elected where possible. We also have to follow and keep together political boundaries, which is counties, towns, cities, things like that.
Then there are the communities of interest.
School districts could be a community of interest, a language minority, so you have a concentration of Russian speakers in Aurora, for instance, or, you know, another racial minority. Other communities of interest that we've heard since we've been out on the road are industries, things like the tourism industry versus oil and gas industry. We've also heard about watersheds as a community of interest. We've heard about rural versus urban, transportation districts, housing districts.
The commission staff, which is made up of 12 nonpartisan legislative employees, includes all of this in the maps. But Garfield County has been split up in the preliminary state house district map. Rifle, Silt, and some of the area south of Silt have been redrawn into House District 55, which includes most of Mesa County except Grand Junction. Under this configuration, Newcastle resident and current 57th District Representative Perry Will would lose his seat. In turn, the 57th District would include the rest of Garfield County, Rio Blanco, Moffat, and Rout counties. Jean Albarico, Garfield County Clerk and Recorder, told KDNK that she doesn't get too upset with the preliminary maps because she knows they'll change. But one concern is how the new maps could affect the county voting precincts.
They just sort of took little small parts of some precincts, and there's 8 or 9 or 10 voters. Out of all the 10,000 and some they pulled into part of this new House District 55, and I'm just hoping that, you know, part of the plan, and I haven't read it that closely, is to allow things like that are on the edges of the boundaries of the district to allow us to keep our current precincts.
She adds that some people are upset about the proposed changes in District 57.
We have two very large communities carved out of the county, pretty much all of Silt and all of Rifle. I know there will be comments made about that from numerous different people who will be at the redistricting hearing on Saturday.
That's the kind of thing we really want to hear, and that's why we're coming everywhere we can possibly go in the time that we have, to hear from people and have them say, you know, this doesn't make sense. And then we can say, oh, okay, thank you, and do something different.
Jessica Shipley says once the 2020 census numbers arrive in mid-August, the commission staff will redraw the maps, combining those numbers plus all of the comments and suggestions from the statewide meetings. Then the maps go to the commissions for approval.
The deadline in the Constitution says that we need to have for a congressional map to the Supreme Court for approval by September 1st, and one sent for the legislative map by September 15th. But it's possible that we'll have some extra time.
The Colorado Independent Redistricting Commissions plus staff will meet with the public on Saturday, July 30th at 11 a.m. at the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale. Comments on any of the maps can also be submitted online at redistricting.colorado.gov. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.